Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mm. It's a favorite. And I think that our guys respond when they're underdogs and when somebody's doubting what they can do. And by the way, we're starting the year with four All-Stars. Now, Clay's not going to be here until later in the season, but no other team can say they have four All-Stars on their roster starting the year. And best my recollection, in 2015, we were pre-KD, and that was a championship year. So I think our guys are really excited. Obviously, roster's been retooled. We're a lot younger than we used to be. At the moment, Steph Curry is the oldest player on our roster. I think he's going through some counseling to adjust to that. But we all feel a real vibe and real excitement around the start of the season. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be great.
Rick, this morning, Sean Livingston announced his retirement from the NBA, and to me, was always a humble guy, made himself available to the station. Can you talk about what Sean Livingston meant to you and the Golden State Warriors?
I definitely can talk about what he meant to me. This is a guy who would drop by my office, ask questions about everything, not only basketball, but life, who is one of the most thoughtful incredible stories in sports, right? It is one of the great comeback stories in sports. And who Sean is, he's just one in a million in terms of human beings. We all read his posts this morning, and you can feel the emotion that he's going through to face the end of his career. And you can also feel the pride that he has about his journey and what it meant to him, and how he feels about being that guy who went from the most horrific injury you could ever have in sports to come back and be an NBA champion.
Rick, I want to ask you about the USA team. Obviously they lost over there in China, and they didn't medal. And you were around the Dream Team, of course, helping their marketing, and was an agent for that team. And, of course, you're credited with the innovation for their All-Star Weekend, three-point shootout, of course, dunk contest. But moving forward, I just wonder, because you get a guy like Steph Curry, and obviously he is good for business for you guys on and off the court. And you look at around the league, guys like James Harden, the stars. I just wonder if organizations like yourself, like the Warriors, when the Tokyo Olympics come around, would you want your franchise player who is good for business, who does bring in revenue and is a star on the court, would you want him partaking in Team USA, into the Team USA drills out there in Tokyo, Japan in 2020?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we have always been supportive of the USA basketball competitions. We think it's important. Representing your country is different than representing your city or the NBA. And I think we support whatever the player decides they want to do. So I have an interesting perspective on this because Jerry Colangelo is the guy who hired me in Phoenix to be president of Phoenix Sun. So I worked for him for a number of years, and I know how competitive he is. And we've been in this position before, USA Basketball has. After the Dream Team in 1992, we dominated competition until the World Championships in 2002.
Right.
And it had to be a real reset. Jerry took over the program, and we hadn't lost in an international competition. If you read his comments, he's an incredibly competitive guy. And we all know the roster of players that he had, good or great NBA players, did not represent the best of the basketball talent in the United States. So it really comes back to how we and the players view the international competition aspect of basketball. as we're all observing, the rest of the world is catching up. But also, you know, where are the world championships in our psyche? The Olympics are something different. I think you're going to see a very different roster for the U.S. In the Olympics because of what that means to NBA players. We have to really rethink how we feel about the world championships, its importance. And, you know, I know Jerry is not wasting any time, or Greg Popovich not wasting any time thinking about what the future is going to be.
Hey, Rick, before I let you go, you know, I'm thinking you're almost working on the second decade of Joe Lacob's ownership, or, you know, we're really into it right now. Three titles. You now have built the Chase Center. What's next?
Well, there's a lot of business stuff that's next that may or may not be of interest. So we're building a hotel. We've announced that we want to add a hotel to this project here. So that's kind of a side project we've got going on. We got to perfect what we're doing here. So, guys, we didn't invest $1.5 billion to create this thing to be just another arena. Our goal, which others will judge whether we get there or not, is that we want to be amongst the handful of arenas in the world, the O2, Madison Square Garden, Staples Center, where every great act in the world doesn't feel the resume is complete until they've played Chase Center in San Francisco. With what we built and where we live, and how influential this part of the country is on the world, I think we've got a chance to get there. So we got to go get it, and we got to make sure that the experience that artists have, the experience that NBA basketball players have, most importantly, the experience that every fan has of any of those events is like second to none. Not in the Bay Area, not in the U.S., but in the world.
Rick, thank you so much for joining us. Exciting times over at the Chase Center and with the Warriors. I'm looking forward to the year for sure. And you know, I moved out here 30 years ago, and just the idea of a downtown arena, I mean, I'm pretty amazed it got done, to tell you the truth.
What's your first concert, Matt? What's the first thing you're going to come see?
That's a good question. Man.
How about Elton tonight, or Janet Jackson next week, or John Mayer next week? Any of those?
Janet Jackson's three, for sure. I'll hit up Raymond Ritter for some tickets. How about that?
Okay. Good luck on that.
Hey, thanks, Rick, so much, and congratulations on all you guys have accomplished over there.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Rick.
Rick Welts, President, Chief Operating Officer of the Golden State Warriors. A lot to talk about here. I'll tell you the one thing he said, just to get into it, he said, you know, the rest of the world is catching up to us, talking about the international teams and international basketball. It's funny because Kobe Bryant said today, the rest of the world's been caught up with us, and that we need to get used to the fact that we ain't going to win them all anymore. We're not going to win all the world championships. We're not going to win all the old, gold medals. They're not automatic anymore.
With the A team? See, to me, with the A team, Stine, I'm like,
yeah, I'm out.
Wow.
I mean, I'm with Kobe, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know where you are, B. I just, the A team, it's like the Avengers. Everybody's there. Until I see it, I'll believe it. But I will admit, they're getting better at basketball. We see it in the NBA, but I'm not ready for that. You're talking about Steph Curry, Durant.
Well, we don't do things the right way.
Fundamentals.
Wow.
The other countries have the fundamentals. They can hit a mid-range jumper. You know, it seems like in the U.S., they're more gifted. Obviously talented, quicker, faster, stronger. But the fundamentals is lacking. I mean, when you think about all the AAU teams and stuff like that, where it's just pick up basketball, basically, in the summertime. Got to get back to the fundamentals in America.
No doubt.
I still think, you know, if they bring out the A squad, they're going to smash everybody. But getting back to the fundamentals and the basics, we need that in American basketball.
Yeah, this is a Football Friday brought to you by Xfinity. But we just found out that we're going to have a special guest at 1:30, and got to talk to Bob Myers.
Wait, who?
Bob Myers, president of basketball operations and general manager of the Golden State Warriors. He's going to come on and join us in 15 minutes. He wants to talk a little Sean Livingston, obviously, and the least we can do is allow the general manager to talk about a guy like Sean Livingston.
Yeah.
He's so classy. We have to get to our picks, I believe, right?
We're undefeated.
So we have okay, so here we go. In case you don't know, the shows are competing against each other.
Well, the morning show isn't.
Don't, you know what? Don't pay them any credence. Yeah. Those guys are.
That hurt me.
Those guys said that.
I mean, they just. Come on, Steiny. Yeah. They just basically say, oh, we're losing on purpose.
Because there's no prize.
It's so sad.
It's pathetic.
That's what it is. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. How do you show your face? Oh, anyway, all right, here we go. So, and we. The one thing we like to do is we do this on the air. We don't have it. Predetermined. So here are the games we got to pick. Game one, 49ers at Bengals. Bengals 1 point, 1.5 point favorites.
I'm going Niners, fellas, and I not because I'm sitting in this chair. I mean it. Come on, man. They come back 2-0.
Not gonna lie.
Buffalo Springfield, something's happening.
I kind of like Cincinnati this week.
Oh, whoa.
I think Cincinnati
will win. It's on
you, Steiny. I'm gonna go with my head. I'm gonna take Cincinnati.
Oh wow! Yeah.
We're going Cincinnati.
Oh wow!
I'm gonna Cincinnati.
Let you guys.
You know
remember
what?
I'm right.
You know what?
Write it down.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah,
we're undefeated, and you guys ain't going with okay.
Chiefs -7 at Raiders. Chiefs -7 at Raiders. No Tyreek Hill and Pat Mahomes. A little banged up.
Kind of like the Raiders to cover the
and
7.
That's what it's about. They may win. I'm going to go Raiders. I'm going Raiders on mine. 7 is a big number.
7 is not that big a number. It doesn't feel that big.
He don't got his weapons?
I've got it. You said Chiefs?
I like the Raiders, man, to cover the 7.
Then it's
Raiders.
Then we got to take Raiders. Yeah. I do like the Chiefs.
So we got Raiders, Bengals.
I like the Chiefs with Andy Reid.
Lose here, though.
That could be 30-20.
Yeah.
All right. I'll hold that against you guys if it doesn't go. But, yeah, we'll go. We're all about teamwork.
Right.
Teamwork makes a dreamer. Eagles -2 at Falcons. I've got to take the Eagles
there.
Yeah,
liquidate all assets on the Eagles.
No. See, I'm going
Falcons.
I'm going
to take Atlanta.
So I'm going to Falcons, especially after you just
minus
said that,
two?
Guru. I like the Falcons to win the game, but...
He thinks the Falcons stink for some reason.
Oh, no, I do. I'm watching them. They're in disarray. Could be Harbaugh's next landing spot.
We could go Philly here. I know Steiny is a Philly guy, so...
It's a great
I will
bet,
hold
Steiny.
This one against you guys.
There we go. So we got Philly. Okay. So we got Philly.
And then the Browns -6.5 at the Jets.
That's Monday
Le'Veon
night.
Le'Veon Bell's playing.
Trevor Siemian starting at quarterback for the Jets.
I got to go with the Browns. Trevor Siemian?
I like Odell Beckham Jr. to score a touchdown and then tap at his watch and say, look at my watch, baby. What time is
it? I'm going Cleveland.
It's touchdown time.
What's the spread?
6.5. I like Cleveland winning
by touchdown. And the Jets just choked off a 16-point lead.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess we'll take the Browns.
You lead the Jets, huh? JTS,
lost by 30
Jets.
Points in week one. Oh,
this is the most we've disagreed, though.
Right. We've disagreed on everything.
But you know what? This is where we are like, you know, we're like the Golden State Warriors front office.
Myers.
You know, when we're inside the room, we may have some disagreements over some players, what to do, the direction of the team. But we come out. We come onto the air. We come out with one unified voice. One unified voice. We don't point fingers
looking
here.
Looking at 8-0.
At least not until we start losing some games. By the way, let's just for fun, what do you think about the Dolphins getting 18.5, which actually is down from 19.5?
This is super liquidate. Go borrow liquidate assets.
Go take out a loan from the bank?
They're going to lose 50-0.
Oh, my
Lord. It could be that. And Antonio Brown's playing.
See, I'm a little worried about the spread because Belichick is boys with Brian Flores, the coach of the Dolphins. He was his defensive coordinator last year in New England. He's been in that Patriots system.
He's going 35.
No, I think he just may take it easy on them. He may take it easy on the old Miami Dolphins. And the Patriots, I don't think have won at South Beach. They struggle down at South Beach.
They're going to win this one.
I wouldn't bet my bottom dollar on Miami, but I would not take out a loan from the bank to bet on the Patriots. Just wager a sizable amount on that.
Where are you at this Sunday? Want me to come over?
I'm actually going to be watching the game at another venue.
Big time. The game anyway.
Wow.
Where are you at, B?
Damn. Probably on the couch.
Hey, by the way, and I hate to bring this on the air.
What do we got now?
Can you guys please come up with a time? You, Daryl,
you,
Bonte.
No, I told you I'm all day,
Pappas,
every day.
Kyle, the producer. Can we please come up
right
with a time?
The table. There's one guy that. Come on, let's put the.
He's the only guy.
That's the rat. We talked about it. You weren't here. Vontae is like. You gotta talk. We gotta.
It's tough to get me off my couch, man.
It's tough to get me off my couch. When he can come out.
Oh wow,
that's what's happening.
Do it. Look, one day after work, we'll head over.
We will
take Bart. I'll drive you over.
But he breaks out in hives when we say that because he know he got to get clearance. I get it. I've been there.
Wow.
You don't have the clearance.
What's your girlfriend saying?
Anna.
She can come.
She can come. She says, Vontae, go do what the hell you want to do. She wants me to watch football elsewhere.
Well, maybe you don't like us like that.
Basically, what I try to do, now we're in week two, is get the gang together, our staff here, our team, our five-man team.
That's a big rat on the table,
little,
man.
Little,
you got me sweating over there.
Team bonding. You were trying to coordinate tough. Talking about you was going to BevMo, what everybody
needs. I did go to BevMo.
Oh, I was typing what I needed, then I'm
going to have to go again,
though.
Deleted
it?
Yeah, I have to go again.
Hey, I'm Raymond Ritter in the front office. How about that?
San Francisco 49ers playing the Cincinnati Bengals. Kickoff at 10 o'clock West Coast time. Few notes. Nick Bosa, a limited participant in practice today, which Ian Williams, we had him on earlier, says he thinks that's a sign that Bosa will play. Joe Mixon, running back for the Bengals, looks like he's going to play. He went through walkthrough. And so the 49ers, again, outside of the two running backs, McKinnon and Coleman, I mean, they're pretty healthy. They're pretty healthy, and at least running back has been a position this year where they feel like they have some depth. They're going to need to find out if that's the case on Sunday.
Yeah, Vontae, my only fear, though, is, again, they're light in the tail, both of them. They kind of mirror each other. I'm not saying they can't do it, but from that physical aspect, you know, are you going to wear down? Are you going to have to miss a play or two? And I'm just wondering, without Coleman, Steiny, can they be Olivia Newton-John? Can they be physical?
I don't want to get all technical here and be like Merrill Hodge on NFL Matchup on ESPN or Baldy or something, but I wonder how that limits Shanahan and his formations because he loves to have the I formation with two running backs in the backfield. Would he go to more single back set? Will we see more four wide receiver sets? I have no idea. I'm a little worried here, and I think that's why I think this is going to be a Jimmy G game. It's going to be on Jimmy G to throw the ball and sling that rock, sling that dime, sling the pill, baby.
It's going to be fun. And that's all we can ask it to be after last year. You know what I'm saying? We're week two. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the 49ers and Raiders both with a shot to start the season 2-0. And who would have thunk that?
When's the last time that happened in the Bay?
And let's be honest, guru math, you go 2-0, it's really like 5-0. Niners come back home 2-0, it's like 5-0. The excitement and euphoria.
Oh, it's going to be, like
or
I said.
4-0. Meet me halfway.
I'm interested to see if they come back 2-0, if they will sell out down at Levi's Stadium.
Wow.
We shall see.
Pop champagne, they go 2-0.
All right, we come back. We're going to have Bob Myers. He's the president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors.
Hell
general
yeah.
manager. First, let's go to Elena, find out what's happening on 95.7 The Game.
What's happening on The Game, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. The Niners are getting set to take on the Bengals in Cincy on Sunday. Nick Bosa was a limited participant in practice today and is officially listed as questionable with that right ankle sprain. The Bengals have ruled out top receiver A.J. Green and starting left tackle Cordy Glenn. Sean Livingston announced his retirement today after 15 seasons. Jim Barnett watched Sean win 3 championships over the past 5 years with the Warriors. He'll tie a bow on his career when he joins Kolsky, Ratto, and Whitey on The Damon Bruce Show at 2:45. And Bob Myers coming up with you guys, Vontae, Steiny, and Guru, after the break. Don't forget you can listen to all your favorite 95.7 The Game shows live on the go with the radio.com app. Sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or a door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or a click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com. I'm Elena Matsourakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, let's head right to the dial pad guest line. Joining us right now, president of basketball operations and the general manager of the Golden State Warriors, Bob Myers. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. First things first, what's your favorite show on 95.7 The Game?
Come on. Hey, who am I talking to right now?
Because we,
I knew it.
We heard a couple things about. We heard some comments on the morning show. We're a little jealous here.
No, ten to two. Guru ran into one of my buddies I grew up across the street with.
Yeah, I remember.
And Matt, you know, we played pickup.
Sure,
Bonte's a good dude. So come on. You know,
we just need something to throw at those guys. So, hey, listen, it's a bittersweet day, I'm sure. Sean Livingston, 15 years in the NBA, he retires. Tell us, we know that Sean is so understated on the court and off the court, but what is it about him that makes him really a special guy? Because we're hearing that from a lot of people today.
I think just solid, right? I mean, I think just the carrot. Obviously, he was a great player for us. I think you guys know better than anybody. Everybody talks about the stars, but, you know, you go back to our first championship in 14-15 and game six in Cleveland. He had an awesome game. Just one of those, you know, in this business, maybe more now than ever, you want to look in the locker room and, you know, you guys go to work. You want to look at the guy next to you and go, I don't have to worry about this guy at all. And Sean kind of embodies that. You guys would love him. You'd love him. He's a hard guy not to like. I don't know anybody that doesn't like him. And he's played for 12, 13 different teams.
Yeah.
He's going to have a bright career, but a future even after this stuff. But it's hard to – you're just lucky you get to work with a guy like that and see him every day. You guys saw him. I mean, I know you guys have been around us a little bit. It's hard not to think differently than that.
Yeah, I think of him as a grown-up, just a grown-up in a league that, you know, there's not a lot of grown-ups, but he's one. Let me follow up with the leadership thing, because you didn't just lose Sean. You lost Andre, too. Is that going to be something that this team's going to have to kind of deal with, the fact that their leaders aren't that Steph isn't, but you know what I mean. I mean, some of the veteran-type leaders aren't going to be there.
Oh, huge. I mean, I was in our facility yesterday, and Steph was there. A lot of our rookies have been there before, the vets, working out, shooting, and things like that.
Uh-oh. Looks like we lost Bob. All right. That's fine. He'll call us back.
Where's favorite show, though? I knew it. I wasn't worried
about
it. What are you going to say?
We'll get there, Sonny. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
No, I was going to say, somebody wants to know about tailgating down at the Niners, but you're going to have to.
I thought it was banned.
I just sent them a message.
Oh, you did?
Go to the main lot. Get there about 8 o'clock in the morning, set up. It's one big parking lot.
I thought you couldn't do anything.
Yeah, they tailgate a little bit out there. So you want to get there a little early. He's a Steelers fan. Maybe I should tell him to drive to San Jose or something.
All right, we got Bob back. Yeah, leadership, Bob, with the absence of Iguodala and Livingston.
Well, I was at our facility yesterday, and same thing you guys were same thing you just asked. I was thinking, how are we going to fill the void that's gone with Sean and Andre and you know, all the guys. And Steph walked by, and I grabbed him. I said, what are you – you know, this is going to be different. Not him just being the oldest guy, but the most seasoned. And then with Clay being hurt, he can't use his voice. When you're injured, it's just you can't have the same leadership ability as if you're playing every night. So it's really Steph and Draymond, Looney a little bit. D'Angelo Russell's still young. And Steph said the same thing. He goes, yeah, I got to figure out how to still be me and lead. Because Steph, you know, he came to the league around some veterans. Then he had Andre come in and Sean, and we've had guys like David West around, you know, even Jermaine O'Neal a long time back. We don't have that guy anymore. So it's going to have to be Steph and Draymond. And Sean was one of those guys, and they're hard to find.
Bob, my pops used to always tell me character was defined when things weren't going well. And when you talk about Sean and that gruesome leg injury, to come all the way back, get that turnaround jumper, and you entrust him, you know, running a championship team, did that make you appreciate him more when you were around him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a guy, you got to remember, he came out of high school. I think it was the third or fourth pick. So he was a guy that basically had, you know, had it all sitting in front of him and got taken away fast. And so he's seen the height of all this stuff, and then was also sitting there where he couldn't get on an NBA team. So to see the top and bottom of the mountain and then kind of keep at it. I think it's a great lesson for anybody in life. You know, you kind of, you're on your way, you're young, you got your whole life in front of you, and things are going well, you got money. He's starting to play great. I don't know if you guys remember how well he was playing for the Clippers when he got hurt. And then, you know, he was a forgotten man. We forget about people in sports so fast. One day we're saying how great they are, they hurt, and it's just done. And to watch him persevere and then become a champion, it's a really good story. I mean, this is a guy for you, Guru, any of you guys, your kids, this is a guy you're going to cover what it's like.
One more. We got to get him on hold.
Yeah, we got to
get him back on here. Got to get him.
It's not the morning guys messing with any.
I think that is Fort Bottom. They're probably like,
where did that?
Dibs.
We know it ain't Lowe's.
Because Lowe's already called and hijacked our show talking about his Hall of Fame credentials.
Search the spot, man.
Stephen Langford taking so long to hit the breaking news sounder. Morning show's like,
look at Stoddy looking like you guys might be on to something.
Looking at haterate, man.
I'm looking at what?
You were looking in the back like, no shenanigans going on.
No.
Maybe we're being sabotaged, you know.
No, the breaking news sounder was a
kind what?
Of joke, because Guru said, football's a tough sport. Football's a tough sport.
We've moved on.
Still got a hit off Langford, though.
Yeah. This from the text time. Line, 619, said so well. Sean L. was so steady, great foundation, role player in the dynasty. No jersey retirement, but they need to honor him somehow. And he was also a nice guy when I met him in person. He's very... If he wouldn't be 6'9", and you just saw him, and he was 6'1", you started talking to him, you wouldn't think he was an NBA player. You'd just think he was a nice gentleman walking down the street.
No ego.
He was. He was supposed to be like the next Jason Kidd. Remember the hype
he
had coming out of high school? I think he could have went to Duke. He was going to go to Duke if he went to college. And
straight
he
out of great, high school, man.
And he reinvented himself and became one of the best role players in the NBA and a key part of a championship team, man. What's some of the best memories you guys have of Livingston on the floor?
Well, I mean, what I think is absolutely incredible.
All right,
we'll go to we'll go right back to Bob. We're just talking about Sean, Bob, and the one thing that impresses me more than anything about him is, you know, when he got hurt, he was unbelievably athletic when he got hurt, and when he came back, he clearly was not nearly as athletic. But he just figured out a way to you know, a lot of guys lose their athleticism. They can't play in the NBA, but he had more than just athleticism.
No, you're right. And the things he had that I think maybe people now, I mean, you see a three-point shot, you see, you know, a guy dunk on somebody or something. Sean had these basic, he'd make a bounce pass, and if you knew the game, and Andre had a little bit of this too, but you'd shake your head and you'd say, you know how hard that is to do? Even his 10-foot jump shot, everybody kind of, you know, you talk about, well, that's not that hard a shot. Well, it was almost automatic for most of his career. And no matter who guarded him, he could get that shot. It reminds me of like the old NBA where you had a guy that just had his move and it was going to happen. And that's what he brought. And I think he kind of lived on that. And in the playoffs, when you can't score and it's hard to come by baskets, to have a guy like that out there that could run the offense, had the brains to play the point guard position, the size to play multiple, defend multiple positions, had lost his real athleticism, but was still long enough and quick enough. There's guys that come along that I hope they appreciate him. I know you don't get to know people as much, people listening, you know, as fans, but trust me, you'd like this guy, but you're going to miss this guy. I'm going to miss this guy. Just his game. Just the solidness of his game. He was good for the league. For a pure basketball guy, he was, you know, for a kid to model yourself after, and I know I lost you guys before, his journey, he could write a book on it, and it'd be a good book.
No doubt. Bob Myers here on 95.7 The Game with Matt Steinmetz, Dirt, Guru Johnson, and Bonte Hill. And one thing we say as fans is death taxes and a Sean Livingston fadeaway jumper, Bob. It was automatic, like you just said. But what do you think is next for Sean? What's next for Sean Livingston? Is it coaching? Is it consulting? What do you think is next for Sean, who was a pro's pro?
I talked to him today. He doesn't know. I mean, he'll tell you in his own words, but I think he's got some good options. I think he wants to work. I know he wants to work. The hard part is, you guys covered athletes. You know, people sometimes don't understand what it's like to transition from being a professional athlete, and yeah, they've got money. So all of us assume you got money, you're happy. This is a huge change of pace in life. You're used to, as a professional athlete, you know, you show up at practice, you've got the camaraderie, you get on the plane, you have a certain kind of life. And it's not about fame. It's just about, like, you guys, if you just all of a sudden were told tomorrow you can't work in radio anymore, even if you had money and you had, that's in a pretty abrupt thing that these guys face. And all of a sudden your body is what tells you most of the time you're done. And so how do you adjust off that? And I think the smartest thing guys should do, and oftentimes you go right into media or you go right into coaching or front office, maybe it's sit there for a couple seconds or a month or two, even a year, and think it through. Because you're going to be probably working. He wants to work. I know he wants to work. I think he wants to work for an organization. But I told him today, I said, think about it for a minute. But anybody would be lucky to have him. We would be lucky to have him in any role that he wanted. Having a guy like that helps your organization. He's just that kind of guy. So he's going to have great options, as he should.
Bob, before I let you go, I want to ask you, Team USA in the World Championships lost. They're going to finish 7th or 8th. The Olympics are next year. It's the one thing that Steph doesn't have on his resume. Do you know if he wants to play in the Olympics next year? And as an organization, how do you guys deal with that or feel about guys wanting to play in those international games, including the Olympics?
Well, with Steph, you kind of let him do whatever he wants. I mean, you know, not entirely, but this guy wants to go for the Olympics. You let him, you know, you certainly support that. I don't know if he's decided that or not. Maybe he waits. I know that he did the World Championship that one year. And I do agree, Matt, that he hasn't checked that box. But I also don't know what that box means.
Right.
And you talked to a lot of players. I mean, who are we to say what? I don't know. I think a gold medal is great, but that doesn't mean you guys all probably feel differently about an NBA championship versus a gold medal and what each means to you. So I don't sit here and say a guy should or shouldn't. But I do think that I think he'll have that option if he wants it. I don't know about Clay. I mean, you know, Clay coming off, does he want to do it? I don't
right,
know.
Right.
So, and you know, it's now with these guys losing. I mean, and Kerr being on the staff, does Steve, obviously, do they want to play for Popovich, which I think is an honor for a lot of these guys? I think that's another thing, that just to experience playing for one of the best coaches ever to coach. But again, I'm not in his head. I don't know. You know, I don't know. You guys should ask him. I mean, we'll see.
Bob, thank you so much for joining us, especially on the spur of the moment. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and we are getting close to start of the season.
Yeah, man. And anytime you guys want to come by, we're kind of up and running. So if you want to come by and see it, let me know.
Oh, cool. For sure.
Absolutely. And it's good to know that we're your favorite show as well on 95.7.
Again. Yeah, well, that, of course, we knew that. We don't have to spend any more. That's been established. I think.
Hey, Bob, I know cool. We didn't catch that game at Oracle. We'll break in the new building when you get time.
All right, guys. All right,
thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Bob Myers, the president of basketball operations and the general manager of the Golden State Warriors. All right, it's last call time. Last call time. Here's a question. I want your predictions for the 49ers, Bengals, and for the Raiders and Kansas City Chiefs. 888-957-9570. We're going to line them up, and we're going to get right to it in about a minute. Line them up now at 888-957-9570, and we'll get that started in a minute or two.
Steiny, you know what? Predictions are easy, right?
Okay. Mm.
Let's throw them the headline. Give us a headline for Monday morning.
You can do that.
A headline Guru for the Raiders
Gazette.
And Niners.
We can do that.
Yeah, the Guru Gazette.
Steiny Sentinel.
Okay. Niners bungle game in Cincinnati. Guru okay. Gazette. Is that going to be the headline?
Yeah, what's the Guru Bugle. Gazette Guru Gazette going to say?
It's going to read this. Seriously. 27 San Francisco 49ers 27 Bengals 17.
That's actually not a headline.
That's just
a headline. They, like, right, no right, sports section would ever put that. Right.
I got one.
That's
a demerit. The Waller Street Tribune or the Waller Street Times.
Okay.
Niners bungle game in Cincinnati gets Bengals, 31-20.
Wow. I'm going to say the Steiny Press says Garoppolo leads way. Bengals beaten.
Jimmy G.
Touchdown. Although that's a bad headline.
That is a rough one. Right, Google Gazette.
Yeah.
D Ford puts the D in defense for the Niners.
That's better.
Yeah.
Better than mine, certainly. All right.
That's my second chance.
Let's hit it.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call.
Last call.
Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All right, 888-957-9570. I want you to give me a headline for Monday's newspaper or internet after the 49ers game. I'm looking for a headline, and the best call gets a Google Home Mini. Philmo Mike, you're first.
Oh, y'all going to throw me on the spot?
Yes,
headline
sir.
Is this. 49ers strip the Bengals stripes out of a win in Cincinnati. And then for the Raiders.
You know what? Raiders, we don't. We're really up against it, Philmo. Put him in the.
We all know.
Put it. Yeah, I can't. We don't.
We're going to hear about this next week from Philmore Mike.
Put Philmore Mike in the hopper. He's the leader because 49ers stripped the Bengals stripes. I
like that. I'm not bad.
Oscar in Concord. Give me a headline. 49er game Monday.
All right. One for both of them together. Bay Area triumphs all. And they're going to see that the Bay Area is going to rise up to the top this year.
That's
a little something for Sean Livingston later.
Okay.
You guys give me a little extra time.
Okay. Thanks, Oscar. Appreciate it. That's a long headline. PM. In San Francisco, PM, give me a headline. What are we going to read Monday? A headline.
Hey, Guru. Hey, Bonte. You guys are the best. You guys are Bay Area's finest. Headline would be, Niners so fresh and so clean.
All right.
All right.
Not bad.
Well,
not bad.
Yeah, win or loss.
Hit me, though.
John in Benicia. What's up, John? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Hey, 49ers strike gold in Cincy, and the Raiders' true colors come out, and they lose to KC.
All right.
Not bad, John. It's not quite Philmo Mike level.
No. In fact, Bonte, you can make this pick since it was your call. Robert in Sacramento. Robert, what is going on? Your last call, 888-957-9570.
All right, so for the Niners, I got Jimmy G for the W. And then for the Raiders, it's going to be the black and silver comeback and take out Mahomes.
Not bad, Robert, but look, headline writing is tough, Stein. You're a journalist. Headline writing is not easy.
Uh-oh.
Robert, nice try, Robert. Nice try, but not quite on Film on Mike's level.
Dave in Napa. What's up, Dave?
All right, guys. The 49ers roll the Bengals and turn them into bungholes.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah, come on, it's terrible.
He was trying, though.
J-Bob. J-Rob in Burlingame. What's going on? What's your headline Monday?
Here it goes. Bosa blows up the backfield. Strip sack fumble. Touchdown, 49ers.
Thank you very much. That seems like the first couple sentences of a good story. We need a headline. You got to fit them
six
in.
Six-word headlines. Come on.
Let's go to Brian. Brian's in Palo Alto.
So My headline is the real reason
the Niners
Ohio, Youngstown.
Okay, that's an incomplete
this
headline.
This is tough, man. Yeah. This is a tough one.
Dumbo Mike sitting pretty.
Not really.
But that's true. Bud in San Francisco. What's up, Bud?
Hey, mine's is Jimmy GQ throws for 3 touchdowns in Bageltown.
Bonte,
I don't know, Steiner. You looked at me. You kind of liked that one.
Bud, you know what?
I kind of liked it.
Bud, you put Bud in the hopper. He now leads. Get Philmo Mike out of here.
Oh,
we love Philmo Mike. But
hang on
to Bud. Last one. He's got one shot. Ben in Palo Alto. What is your headline on Monday?
Mine is 49ers Garoppolo Monopoly and the Kansas City's Child's Play.
Well, let me tell you something. Bud,
what?
San Francisco is a happy man.
Wow.
I don't understand the monopoly.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Don't pass go. Bud in San Francisco, you are the winner of a Google Home Mini. Good stuff. Good stuff.
650, Breida the Cheetah runs over the Bengals.
That would have won.
That would have won it.
You know what? As we
I guess we could take some texts. That, you know what? That's something that might have been easier on the text line than actually.
We'll have a show meeting.
Actually, we won't.
Niners put Bengals offense in a cage. Not bad. 49ers defense plays zookeeper in Cincy.
Text line.
Hey, you know who got a statue today?
Who?
Charles Barkley. Out in front of
and he deserved it. Not just because off the court, he was a bad man. We forget how bad Barkley was.
You know what he said was he loved the statue because he said he'd never been as skinny as the statue showed him to be.
That's terrible.
He was 300 pounds coming out of Auburn.
He was a bad boy.
Round mound of rebound.
Him and Moses played together.
Moses Malone taught him a lot. He loves Moses Malone. Also, RIP, Eddie Money, two tickets to Paradise, and Take Me Home Tonight, I believe. I'm going to say I think I'm right on that one, but we'll see.
You know,
good luck to go ahead.
No, I was going to say, is your boy Dylan coming to Chase?
That's a good question.
But if you don't know, then I don't think he is. Because you said Janet Jackson.
I don't know Janet Jackson.
I'm going to go see. You don't like Janet?
I love her, but.
Escapade.
Rhythm Nation.
You know what, dude? That's a great question, and I'll tell you what, and I'll take the check from Rick Welts after this statement because he's going to love it if he's listening. My answer ordinarily would be, you know what, Dylan's not playing a lot of big venues.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But that's the thing about the Chase Center. They have a mechanism in there in which they can create a 6,000-seat arena or 8,000-seat arena.
What are you talking about?
I want to say a wall comes down or something, and they can create an amphitheater.
I need a mimosa.
Type of money.
Now that's,
did I say Eddie Money?
Eddie Money.
Yeah, Eddie Money.
And the video board for the big concerts, they can move the video board up and get it out the way. Retract it up?
I just noticed we have a hard out in 10 seconds.
Oh, snap.
The boys are coming up. Whitey Gleason is in for Damon Bruce. Kolsky, Ratto in the house. I want everybody to have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.